こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。エッセイも公開中。イエイ。1個目、 NPO 団体 Truth Initiative の調査で、今年からテレビドラマにタバコが登場する回数が全体的に増加しており、テレビやケーブルでは 2.5 倍、 Netflix ではおよそ3倍となっていることが分かりました。映画やドラマでタバコを吸うシーンを見ることが結果的に若者の喫煙を促すと複数の研究で分かっていますが、大半の人気番組で未だにタバコが登場しています。この結果を受けて Netflix は以下のコメントを発表しています。 Netflix は芸術的表現を強く支持しますが、同時に喫煙が有害であり、喫煙をポジティブに描くことが若者に悪影響をもたらすことを認識しています。今後制作予定の番組で TV14 または PG13 以下のものには、歴史的または事実に基づいた特別な理由がない限り、タバコと電子タバコが出てこないようにします。それ以外の番組でも、アーティストのビジョンのために絶対に欠かせない場合や、歴史的または文化的に喫煙がキャラクターにとって重要な意味を持つ場合以外は、タバコと電子タバコが出てこないようにします。さらに今年末より喫煙シーンの有無について視聴者が事前にチェックできるようにします。
According to a survey by NPO Truth Initiative, on-screen depictions of tobacco use in television shows have increased this year, with a 2.5 times increase on TV and cable, and a 3 times increase on Netflix. While research has indicated that scenes depicting tobacco smoking in movies and TV shows influence young people, many popular shows still depict tobacco use. Netflix has responded to the results as follows.Netflix strongly supports artistic expression. We also recognize that smoking is harmful, and when portrayed positively on screen, can adversely influence young people. Going forward, all new projects that we commission with ratings of TV-14 or below for series, or PG-13 or below for films, will be smoking and e-cigarette free, except for reasons of historical or factual accuracy.For new projects with higher ratings, there'll be no smoking or e-cigarettes unless it's essential to the creative vision of the artist or because it's character defining.
そう、面白いなって思ったんだけど、まあこれが原因か分かんないんだけどさ、ここ数年やっぱり私たち世代30代が番組を作る側に成長してるじゃん、
うん、
でこう80年代とか90年代が場面背景になってる映画とかテレビ番組とか結構あって、そうするとやっぱりその80年代90年代はこうでしたよっていうのを見せるために結構キャラクターがタバコ吸ってたりとかするんだよね、
うん、
だから Stranger Things とか今新しいシーズンが出てすごい話題になってるけど、あれも80年代だから、うん、なんだろう、みんなタバコ吸ってるとか、
うん、
だから、
But it's a trend outside of that context as well, right? It's not just films set、
ね、
in the past where people are smoking cigarettes.
そう、
Because I see there's science fiction TV shows or movies set like 100 years in the future and people are still smoking like Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black とか、まあ、今に設定されている番組でもタバコ吸うキャラクターが結構出てきたりして、まあ、せっかくこう今の若者はタバコがすごいかっこいいみたいな風潮が私たちが子供の頃よりは全然薄まってるのに、
Vaping's cool now, right?
うん、なんかこうやってどんどん新しい番組でね、かっこいいキャラがかっこよくタバコ吸ってたりとかするとまたそういうイメージが増長されちゃうっていうのはあるかもしれないよね、
うん、
だ去年と今年でなんでこんなに増えてるのかっていうのがよくわかんないけどね、3倍ってだってすごいよね。
That's a lot、
うん、
Is there money involved in this? There must be, right? I mean the tobacco companies are not, you know,averse to shady methods of getting tobacco products featured in TV shows and movies and whatnot.
まあね、今までやってきたことを考えると。
There's probably like guys from tobacco companies like, hey, we'll slip you like $1 million if you just write some smoking scenes in there.
Yeah. だからそれこそそういうプロダクトプレイスメント的なことなのか、なんかよくわかんないけどね。
It is also a tool that, you know, people think it's kind of edgy and dangerous, right? To smoke cigarettes, like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
about
I don't
my
care.
Lungs.
I don't care about my life. I don't care about the world. It's right. kind of, I mean, if it was some apocalyptic setting.
Yeah.
Where people are just getting killed left and right. You know, life is cheap. Like a yeah. zombie apocalypse scenario, then does anyone really care if someone, does it really make a difference if someone's smoking cigarettes in that context?
I'm trying to remember if any character was smoking in The Walking Dead. But I don't,
no?
I don't
What about
think
the crossbow
so.
Dude?
No, he doesn't. No. I don't think anyone's smoking in that show.
You know, there's actually a lot of smoking in video games now too. Cigar smoking. You know.
まあ、ゾンビアポカリプスみたいなことで言うとさ、すべての資源が大事なわけじゃない?そこでライターとかさ、をタバコに使うってバカバカしいよね。やめなよみたいな。
That's not really how people...
食べ物とか焼くのに使えないよみたいな。
That's not how we imagine people behave though, right? It's more like、
まあ、どれぐらい追い詰められてるか。
Life is cheap, like you could get killed at any moment.Like people in warfare
right.
use drugs. They're not worried about, oh, this meth is going to like, like affect、yeah. my cardiovascular system 40 years from now. No one in warfare is thinking about the health consequences of smoking cigarettes. Because、yeah. their buddy Joe just got sniped through the skull like 10 seconds ago. He、right. never smoked a day in his life and it made no difference.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of the context.Right.
そうね。だからまあそういうのを映画とかで描きたいみたいなさ意図がある場合は別に私はいいと思うんだけど、なんか特にそういう、うん、こういうふうに Netflix が言うってことは、まあそれに当てはまらないケースも結構あるんだろうね。
But even in that context, it's like who is the guy who smokes, right? Like.Most of the characters don't smoke, but the guy who smokes, it's supposed to be some facet of his personality.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So it kind of has this relativistic effect. Mm-hmm. And in real life, there are people who care less about themselves, seemingly, than other people care about themselves.
Yeah.
It's like being really overweight. It's really bad for you, right?But we're not going to prohibit super overweight people in movies, even though they are doing something that's bad for their health.
まあそれとちょっと違うと思うけどね。
Well, it, sure.
ただ。
But how is it different?
いや、そのやっぱり格好なんだろうね。タバコ吸うっていうこと自体が、まあ一つの産業があって、そこですごいお金が動いてて、でさらにやっぱり今まで歴史的に見てそれがすごくかっこよくマーケティングで描かれてきた。
But the food industry is just as bad. I don't know if about just as bad, but it's really bad.
Yeah.
The food industry is full of shit. Right? Like everything's made of corn and it's weird, artificial, unhealthy crap and it's marketed to children and adults and...
まあだからそういう意味ではそのファストフードの CM とかをこう。スポーツの合間に流すのやめましょうとか、まあ、同じような話だよね。だからこの間オランダ行った時にさ、久しぶりにあのこうヨーロッパの何タバコの入れ物、
mm-hmm.
箱をさ見て、久しぶりだったから結構ショックを受けた。新しくなんか新鮮に
the pictures?
うん。で私の友達一緒にいた子はフランス人でめちゃくちゃタバコ吸う。今子供産んだばっかりで全然吸ってないんだけど、
うん、
あの まあ、彼女にこの写真をさ結構本当にショッキングな写真がいっぱい載ってるからしかもいろんな種類があってトレーディングカードみたいな感じでさ、yeah. 箱に載ってるわけじゃんでそれをみんな買ってまあ吸ってるわけだけど
Do smokers believe all those pictures? Or are they like those are CGI?
友達が言ってたのは今吸わなくなってからその写真を見てうわってギョッとするけど吸ってる時はもうなんか見えてなかったって言ってた、
mm.
だから脳が多分都合よくシャットアウトしてるというか、
うん、
もう毎日買ってるし毎日箱見てるから慣れちゃうっていうのもあると思うけど
Well, there's going to be some kind of rationalization, right? Like, I don't smoke that much. Like, that's probably someone who smokes like way more than me.、
うん、
Or that's someone who's like 80 and died.、
うん、
you know, like my lungs don't look like that. There's no way.
Yeah.
But it's not just your lungs. You know, there's really... all kinds of crazy stuff that can happen.
Oh, it's not just the picture of the lungs that they show, you know?
Really, I can't even like, tell what、graphic. Those pictures are.
Yeah.
It's almost too graphic.
It's just like meaty.
It's too...
Meat. Pictures of meat and dead bodies or something.
It's like, not clear like what body parts they even are.
Yeah.
It just looks、まあ、like a bunch of... そんなまじまじと見たくない
しね。ただその、私が入った店がたまたま、まあ、コンビニみたいな感じで、ガーッとタバコの箱が並んでんのよ。だからそのグロい写真がバーッとこう、
Mm-hmm.
ねまあ、平和なコンビニの店内で急にそこだけすごいグロいみたいなでもみんな平気でそれ慣れてるから
Is it more badass now? Because they have those pictures on
no,
it?
No, I don't think so
no?
No.
Why are they showing it so much more in TV shows and stuff?
I don't know, but I've read that these pictures actually work、
hmm. What does it look like? There's nothing like that in Japan, right?
日本はないよね。Text, まあ、うん、文字だけだよね。写真はないよね。
What does it say?
ただ日本はあの普通のテレビではタバコは出てこないもんね。もうドラマとか。
Really?
それこそうちらが若い時は全然こうね、かっこいい男性キャラとかみんなタバコ吸ってるみたいなあったけど、今は多分考えられないと思うけど。
What about just violence in general? In TV shows and...I feel like violence has increased. There's some TV shows now that are violent just to be violent, it seems.
Mm,
I saw some... Was it like Daredevil or something?
まあ単純にさ、番組の数がすごい多いじゃん。だから、こう、レンジも増えてるっていうか、種類とかもさ。
But Game of Thrones is super violent, right? It has some extreme violent scenes in there, where if you pressed pause...Like, that graphic is not suitable for most people, right? There are scenes where crazy stuff happens.
そんなグロいか?
Yeah. If,
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone would consider it high on disturbing images.
そうか?
It is violent, and people are being... If no one's getting killed, it's boring, no?
Well, people do get killed, but it's not that graphic or
I think、
gory.
We perceive things as much less graphic than they actually are. If you watch real videos of war and conflict, it's usually not that graphic.
Actually, the other day, あのさ、リビルドで Netflix の、あのドキュメンタリーで、あのブラジルの、
mm-hmm.
こうテレビのアンカーのなんかスキャンダルみたいな、
mm-hmm.
それプラスなんかカーテルの運動みたいなのが混ざった、まあ、ネタバレしたくないかあんま言わないけど、okay. ドキュメンタリーがあるよって言ってたのね、
mm-hmm.
でそれをこの間赤ちゃん寝てる時に夫と二人であちょっと見ようって言って見てたのね、
mm-hmm.
そしたらあれ何年なの、まあ、何十年か前の話なんだけどその時のテレビ番組で、まあ、殺人とかを扱ってる治安がすごい悪かったから、
mm-hmm.
で普通に死体の写真がバンバン出てくるわけ、
mm-hmm.
で一人こう車の助手席みたい助手席がまあシートに座ってこう撃たれて死んじゃってる人がいて何発か撃たれてるんだけどこうそんなに血が飛び散ってないんだよね、
mm-hmm.
で普通にどこにが撃たれたかが見えるぐらい血が出てる、mm-hmm. でうちの夫がそれ見てあれ意外とこんな感じなんだって言ってたの意外と血出ないんだ、
yeah,
みたいな
I mean it depends but
で、I mean... まあそれは撃たれる場所とかにもよるでしょうって私はその時言ったんだけど、
mm-hmm.
確かにこう映画とかだとさまあ日本の映画とか特にねこうグロいのを追求してるやつとか多いからさブシャーみたいなもう キルビルとかもそうだけどさ、冗談ぐらい血が吹き飛ぶみたいな。
It's way over the top. And like hand-to-hand fight scenes are way over the top.
そうそう。
Like it's very hard to kill someone with your hands.
だからそれを見慣れてると、まああと銃をこう、たまに言われるけど、ハリウッド映画見すぎて、銃のこう、命中率がすごい高いと思ってる人が多いじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんていうの、パンパンパンって走りながら撃っても、絶対に相手のヘッドショットみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
そんなの普通の生活では無理だよみたいな。
Mm-hmm. It's all bullshit.
そうそうそう。
Seriously, all bullshit. Like it's all the violence is just so over the top and unrealistic and absurd. Yeah. And people get sent flying. Like someone gets smacked like this. There's always a stupid like someone flicks their arm like this, like a backhand smack, and then someone goes flying.
Yeah.
Flying.Like 50 meters, and then they bounce off like a stone pillar, and they're just like, ugh, and they just get off the ground. Like, stop.
Yeah.
It's just
ridiculous. あとガラスもね、こうすぐ割れるやつを使ってるからさ、ガラスのテーブルとかにパンってちょっと当たっただけでガシャーンとかなるじゃん。
If Iron Man hit his head even a little bit, he'd go unconscious. That's how it works in real life.
Yeah.
You just go unconscious.
でもそれじゃ映画になんないから。
But that's real life. I mean, it's, you know, I saw this, well, if you, did you, you're not watching MMA recently.
No.
Right? Yeah, people, there was a crazy, crazy event where a guy named Jorge Masvidal threw a flying knee and knocked out Ben Askren, who was 19-0 undefeated.
Oh.
Considered one of the best MMA wrestlers in the world.
Mm.
But it looked, so he, Ben Askren got kneed. It looked just like the, who did he fight? Kid Yamamoto versus
Miyata. Yeah, I was there. I'm still proud of it.
The flying knee, right?
It was like 6 seconds or something. Or three?
It was four.
I don't remember. Yeah,
it was 4 seconds. I think Masvidal might have, officially, it was 5 seconds.
Okay.
But if you watch the fight, it was like 3 seconds.
あ、パクリじゃん。
It was maybe 2 or 3 seconds.
パクリじゃん。
It might be faster than kids. I don't know. His was really fast too. Yeah, パクリ、完全。
パクリだね。
It's exactly the same move.
あれでもね、生で見てて、ちょっとみんながっかりしてたんだよね。あの、ずっとさ、あれだって山本キッドがメインカードだったじゃん。で、もうその前何時間もさ、あって、試合が。で、全然有名じゃない人とかもいて、みんなそれをさ、ずっと見て、でも心のどっかでは、ああ、早くキッド見たい、見たいって言って、何時間経って、よし、始まったぞ、誰かトイレ行ってる人、もう帰ってきてるかな、みたいなさ、時にさ、あ、え、終わりみたいな。
Yeah, well, this fight was crazy, because Askren was undefeated.
Yeah.
Nobody goes 19-0.So everyone's brain just exploded when that happened.
Yeah.
There's just videos of people's faces like reacting to the moment.
Yeah. しかもさ、あれって多分あの UFC とかもそうだし、日本もそうだけど、メインカード始まる前にそれぞれの選手を説明する動画が長々と流れるじゃん。で、この人はこんだけ頑張ってきました。こんなストーリーがあります。はい、インタビュー。俺これから頑張るぞって言ってさ、やっと始まったと思ったらその動画より試合の方が短いっていうね。
Yeah, well, Everyone knows these fighters too, because Jorge Masvidal started street fighting. He used to fight on the street. He was in the Kimbo Slice videos. You know Kimbo Slice? So he's been fighting forever. And then Askren has been fighting forever too. So Jorge lands the flying knee. He just steps in and jumps off his right leg and lands it. And...Askren goes completely stiff in midair. As soon as it touched him, he froze like this. His whole body was just tensed. And he fell over like a board.
Anime じゃん。
He fell over like a board just in that position with his leg in like a weird position.
Yeah.
And Jorge doesn't like it when people talk shit because he's like from the street. He's kind of gangster.
Right.
So after he...Askren goes down and he's stiff as a board. Jorge lands like 2 huge bombs on his head while he's unconscious.
Oh God!
And then he slaps the ground, like counting him out, like it's WWE or something.
Yeah.
And then Jorge goes stiff in midair and falls on the ground. Like, it was brutal.
Oh, God.
But everyone's like, oh, my God, is Askren dead?
Yeah.
Like, is he alive? Because he's just, like, stiff. Scary. And it's, like, weird.
Yeah.
And then he sits up and he's just completely dazed. But that's real life. As you get hit in the head, you go stiff.
Right.
And you can't defend yourself.
そうね。
It's not like these movies.
まあ、それだとすぐ主人公死んじゃうからね、映画でそれやって。
Fighting is like super dangerous. Yeah. And I feel like we get this delusional sense of what it's actually like.
Yeah. なんか前言ったかもしれないけど、その刑事ものとか裁判ものとかもやっぱりこう、まあ、CSI みたいな、
mm.
もうやっぱりこうある意味ミスリーディングというかこう、まあ、すごい捜査が正確性があって科学的に全部こう証明できて、で検察側が、あ、この人悪い人ですって言ったらもうその人は裁判する前からもう絶対有罪って分かってるみたいなさ、でそれをずっと繰り返し見てると、あ、そういうものなんだって思っちゃう人が出てきそうだなっていうのはよく思うけど、
I think that's true for conflict like war too. I saw this, there's this crazy video. So you know there's been a war between I guess, I don't know what you would call them exactly, but Ukrainians who don't want to be a part of Russia.
Yeah.
Right? So there's this whole conflict there, and there is a video from the Ukrainian side where Ukrainian soldiers had planned a covert sabotage operation. So they're all in like this white snow camouflage gear and all this stuff. But they're not super well trained or anything, you know, they're just Ukrainian volunteers, essentially volunteer military.
Right.
Because who wants to fight against Russia?
Yeah.
And it's like a GoPro cam from one of the soldiers' perspective. And it shows them organizing, you know, talking, and then they're moving towards the Russian side. And you can't really see, I mean, real warfare, you don't really get to see much. You just get shot.
Yeah.
And this guy like leans around a wall, and then he sees a couple little muzzle flashes, like, and then he like leans back, like, oh shit, like, and then you see the bullets like land near him, and then he tries to step out again. He trips a mine, which like blows his leg off.
Oh God!
So that's not good. And then one of his comrades starts dragging him. I mean, his leg is still attached; it's not completely.
Oh God!
Gone, but he didn't even do anything yet. So now he's being dragged by one of his fellow soldiers. And he's just like, fuck it. And he's just like, you know, it's just like this, you know, hard breathing.
Yeah.
And just like swearing, right? Like just immense regret.
Jesus.
And then the next scene is the Russians turning on that camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they're all dead.
Oh my God.
They're all dead except for one guy who's been shot like 5 times and they captured him. And he's looking around at all these dead bodies of the Ukrainian soldiers. And their phones are ringing. And he goes around answering the phones. And he's like, is this the mother? And she's like, yes. And he's like, I'm sorry, but your son is dead.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, it's intense. They speak the same language.
So this video was released by the Russians?
Yeah. To discourage this.
That's
crazy. To discourage them.
I think その戦争で言うと、そう、確かにその映画とかを見て戦争に、あの、結構前に言ったけど、フロリダで会った20歳ぐらいの子で、マリーンかなんかに入ってて、まあクリスマスに休みで帰ってきてたんだけど、まあ家族の友達みたいな感じで。で、まあ私は彼と喋ってて、もう彼は戦争にめっちゃ行きたいって言うわけよ。
うん。
でもなんでかっていうと、毎日毎日毎日訓練してる。毎日訓練して練習して、で戦争に備えてるわけじゃん。で、19歳20歳で、何のためにこれやってるかって言ったら、まあ戦争に行くためじゃん。で、行けなかったら意味ない。今やってることすべて。で、毎日毎日訓練してもう飽きちゃったし、もう早く現場に行きたいっていうわけ。でもそこでさ、生きて帰ってこれればまだいいし、生きて帰ってきても足がなくなったり腕がなくなったりとか、まあそのフィジカルなことだけじゃなくて PTSD でも何十年も苦しむとかあるわけじゃん。で、そういうの怖くないのって言ったら、なんか怖、まあ行ってみないと怖いかどうか分かんない、自分でも。でもとにかく今はもう行きたいみたいな言ってて、こうやっぱり、まあ彼がそう思ってるか分かんないけど、映画とか見たり、まあいろいろこう War Heroes とか、まあ戦争に行ってこう自分がかっこよく大活躍してとかを、まあもちろん頭でイメージしてないといけないわけじゃん、そういう子たちは。でもほとんどの人はやっぱり、そう、その今マイケルが言った人みたいに、例えば本当に何もしないまま、まあよくあの戦争行って帰ってきた人のあのインタビューとか聞いてるとあるけど、本当に何もしないまま死んじゃうとか、もう着いて最初に車であのなんていうの、サーチっていうか見張りに行ってるところで爆弾投げられて、そのままもう帰んなきゃいけないとか、で体もボロボロとかさ、そういう人が多いわけじゃん。
Oh, one of my friends, who's actually living here in Japan now, he was a surveillance drone operator and driver of the vehicle, one of those armored vehicles in Afghanistan. And I mean, he describes it as a shit show, and he doesn't think it was worth it. I mean, he got blown up by an IED, and so he was discharged from the military. And he has permanent, you know, injuries from that.
Right.
And that's, he said people hit, he said he's hit like a few IEDs. It's normal to get blown up over there. They used to drive Humvees, which were basically just big Jeeps. And so when a bomb would go off, everyone would die. But now they have like these crazy armor-plated vehicles. So I guess it's not as dangerous. And so, you know, it's not as bad. I mean, fighting for Ukraine is a death sentence, basically, compared to like a deployment for the United States or something. You know, so some situations are a lot worse than others. But you don't really get to choose.
Yeah. まあだからそのやっぱりこう国のために命を捧げる準備をしておかなきゃいけないみたいなことを軽々しく言う議員とかがいるわけじゃん。じゃあ北方領土戦争して取り返そうぜみたいなこと言う人とかさ、それは本当にこう想像力がないのか見ようとしてないのか。でその今言ったマイケルが言ったみたいな動画とか今ネットがあるから見ようと思えば見れるし、アメリカのそのアーミーとかマリーンズに入ってる人の体験談とかも大量にあるわけじゃん。ラジオでも喋ってるし、なんかブログとかも書いてたりして、なんかそれをこう見てて、逆にこう戦争に行っておかしくならない人なんてむしろいないわけじゃん。それが普通、そのおかしくなることが普通みたいな、なのにそんなこう軽々しく言うっていうのは結構私は信じられないけどね。なんか
Well, it's also crazy to think that it's going on right now between various countries. I mean, that video, I think, is from earlier this year, I think.
だからその自分が行かないからいいやみたいな感じで、こう持ってる大人たちがそれを決めちゃってるっていうのもあるのかもしれないけど。
A lot of these people are quite young.
Yeah, だってその私が話した子だってさ、本当に子供だよ、まだ。もう私から見たら。
What was most shocking to me is just, you know, the those people, their culture is not that different. Mm. They speak the same language.
Yeah.
And the Russian soldier was actually super polite, you know, talking to the mothers and to friends. And it was just, and the people on the other side of the phone were not angry at them.
Right.
You know, it's surreal.
It's so fucked up.
It's mind-blowing.
次、サイコロジー&セクシュアリティに掲載されたフライブルク大学の研究で、16歳から30歳の女性に性的な夢を見るかどうか尋ねたところ、はいと答えた割合が 22% で、50年前と比較して3倍になっていました。1966年と1998年に同様の調査を行った際には、はいと答えた割合はわずか 4% でした。16歳から30歳までの男性では 25% がはいと答えており、この50年間の間に男女差が大幅に縮まったことがわかります。チームはこの現象について、女性が性的な夢を見ることについて恥じることを強制するような風潮がなくなってきたため、性的な夢を見たかどうかやその内容をより覚えているのではないかとしています。
In a survey published in Psychology and Sexuality by Freiburg University, 22% of women aged 16 to 30 responded indicating that they experienced sexual dreams, 3 times higher than responses to the same survey 50 years ago. In surveys conducted between 1966 and 1998, only 4% responded yes. Among men aged 16 to 30, around 25% have responded yes in the past, suggesting that the gap between sex dream frequency in men and women has greatly narrowed. The researchers suggest that women may be seeing more sexual dreams as it is considered less shameful than before, resulting in them being more likely to remember those dreams.
そう、性的って言ってもエロいとは限らなくて、キスしたりとかフルートしたりとかっていうのも含まれている。で、これさっきその、まあ、風潮が変わってきたからじゃないかっていうのなんだけど、まあ、そういう風潮があったから答えたくない、正直に答えたくないっていう人ももちろんいただろうし、その別に嘘ついてるつもりはなくて、単純にこう起きた時にああってなかったことにしてるみたいな、からこう自分で見たってことを覚えてないみたいなのも多かったんじゃないの。
Religiosity could be a factor too.
そうだね、宗教もね。
I think that's probably a large factor.
うん、そうだね。なんかこう悪いことみたいに。
Well, some religions, you know, it's not just doing bad things, but bad thoughts. You should try to avoid having bad.
厳しすぎるよね。夢とかどうしようもないじゃん。
You should try not to have bad thoughts. But if you avoid content that puts certain kinds of material into your mind, you can have control over what kinds of thoughts your brain is more likely to produce. You know, if you just, you know, if you're into a lot of negative, horrific stuff, then you'll probably have nightmares about horrific monsters. And if you don't want to have horrific nightmares, don't watch horror movies, that's for sure, right?
I guess, でもセックスいっぱいしてるからって性的な夢見るわけじゃないよね。
I think なんか that could be related too.
Because for me, I have this personal, like, 今まさに like, I'm, なんかなんだろう、日中子供といるからエロいこととか考える暇もないわけ。なんか考えるきっかけすらもないみたいな。でも、なんか、もうすぐ1年経って体がもう元に戻ってるわけよ。で、あ、もう全然セックスできますよ、みたいな。でも、日中考える暇ないから夜にエロい夢見るみたいな。
Is that how your brain works right now?
うん。だから。
Do you see only?
No, not only, but like, more frequent than usual って感じ。に、なんかエロい夢見る。何パ、わかんない。数えてないかわかんないけど、1週間に1回ぐらい?
But how often do you remember dreams?
1回か2回くらい。で、覚えてない分もあるから、まあ、それも入れたら、実はすごい見てる可能性もあるけど。でも、それこそ、その、エロいとは限らなくて、 なんかこうイチャイチャするとか、
うん、
そういうのも入れて、そう。だから。
Is there a typical? Are there like recurring dreams?
No, it's always different.
Is there a typical like? How do they start? Or?
No, いつも全然違う。
うん。
でもなんか欲してるんだよね、その刺激を。あの、あとこう、赤ちゃんと一緒にいて、うわーって感じでもう超大変なんだけど、精神的なドラマはないじゃん。意味わかる？なんか誰と誰が喧嘩してとか、ガーシピーな感じとか何もないから、で、恋愛っていうのもとも違うじゃん。だからこう、人の恋愛の話とかはすごい聞きたい。しテラスハウスとかめっちゃ見ちゃうみたいな、
はい、
なんかそういう謎の欲求がある。ドキドキしたいのかな。
Is it what sort of like setting or like people is like most common you think for sexual dreams? Do you think people draw people from real life or people from entertainment or createcompletely new people from scratch or...
私どっちもあるよ。なんか顔がない。
from scratch?
なんかもう
顔なし。
顔あるけど、こうなんていうの、起きた時思い出せないような、でも全然知らない人、本当に自分の脳内だけに存在してる、なんか謎の人間の時もあるし、それこそこう有名人みたいな、しかもこう全然別に好きでもなんともないし、かっこいいって普段そんな思ってもないみたいな人を夢の中ではすごい好きっていう設定になってたりとか。
Wait, uncool people?
Uncool じゃないけど just normal。
かっこよくない人が多い。
あと、うん、あとはでも普通に好きな、なんかそれこそスカースカーとかの時もある。そしたら超ラッキーって感じ、よっしゃーみたいな。でもこう好きでもない人の時はさ、ちょっと損した気持ちになるじゃん、起きてからね。寝てる間はいいけど、え、マイケルは知ってる人知らない人、セレブリティーズとか。
I don't know, I haven't had any memorable sex dreams lately, but I feel like it's vague or like not someone I really know.
そっか。
I don't know. I feel like it's been a long time since I've had sexual dreams.
That's boring.
It is boring. But I used to have like a lot, I feel like.
Okay. Like teenager の時とかってこと?
Yeah, but it would be with like, you know, some Victoria's Secret model or something like really cliche. Not that.
それラッキーじゃん。
Not that interesting.
そっか。選べればね、いいんだけどね。ただかん、なんか、私の場合はあんまり関係ないんだよね。直前に見てたとか、最近その人の映画を見たとか、もうあんまり関係ない。から、なかなか難しいよね。コントロールできない。
So it's not totally random. It might be someone that you saw in something sort of recently?
No. That's why it's 難しい。Like, I can't control it. I can't try to influence it.
If you could control it and you could remember it, you know, you can train yourself to remember your dreams.
もう毎回スカースカーにするね、そしたら。
If you... I mean, you can sort of control your dreams, right?
I can.
Like, if you try it... Like, before you go to bed, if you really think about something a lot...
That doesn't really work for me.
No?
夢全然関係ないのになっちゃうよ。
Hmm.
Or like, 例えばこの間も寝る直前になって、急にその先週話した Us っていう怖い映画の怖い部分を思い出しちゃったのね。あ、こんなこと考えてたら怖い夢見そうって思ったのに、全然なんか平和な夢見たもん。あれみたいな。
What kind of other dreams are you saying?
最近でも覚えてないけど、でもね、昨日か私死んでた。自分が。なんか死んで、うん、自分が死んでて、その自分の死体をなんか人がこうなんかラップしてんのね、布みたいので、なんか知らない人たちが、あ、もう死んだねみたいな感じで。
What's your perspective?
I'm like, 幽体離脱状態みたいな。I'm just looking at myself, my dead body, thinking like, I'm here, so そんなに大事に体しなくていいのに、みたいな。もう私こっちにいるんですけどと思って、でもすごいこう、あ、もう死んじゃったんだ。みんなと話せないんだ。寂しいって思ってんだけど、なぜかうちの母だけが私と普通に喋れるのね。
うん。
で、あ、ママは私の言ってること分かるんだ、みたいな。それでママ、で、私も、私死んじゃったよ、みたいな。
うん。
で、ママはすごい悲しいけど、まあでもまだ話せるね、みたいな感じで言ってて。で、私は自分の息子がすごいいい匂いだから、死んでもなんかずっと息子の匂い嗅いでんのね、こっそりと。で、あいつもいい匂いで嗅いでるよって息子に言っといてってママに言うみたいな変な夢だった。
Do you think it means anything? Or like, why should the contents... So like, you are unconscious, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? So you're unconscious. But somehow a story can be written. A narrative can be built.
Yeah.
Characters can be filled in、mm-hmm. and played out.Totally, I mean, fairly complete experience.、
Mm.
And who's writing that story? Like, why should the contents of it be what it is? It's from...
Right? I mean, it must be me, but...
It must be, right? I mean, 、yeah. that part's obvious.
Yeah, but...
It's you. You wrote that story.
Or the universe.But
it's funny, we don't take ownership of the contents of our dreams. It's like, dude, I had the craziest dream the other day. You got killed. And it was like, it's like, what? Why did I get killed in、yeah. your dream?、
Yeah.
What's your problem? Killing me off in your...
そこは責任が全くないもんね、夢だとね。
Yeah, and we kind of pick and choose, you know, what's meaningful and what's not, or...If something is an omen.
よく考えたら気づいたけど今息子が生まれてから本当の悪夢みたいな。だから前昔よくあった。しょっちゅう私も毎日ぐらい怖い夢見て、たまにこうとかなってもう目が覚めたりとか泣きながら起きたりとか、あとなんかはっはっとか変なこと言ってて夫になんか大丈夫とか起こされるみたいなあったけど、息子が生まれてから一回もないかも。
No panic.
疲れすぎてるのかな、no. 逆に。どういうことだろう、
no. Did you ever get, like, 金縛り?
ない。
Have you ever gotten that?
ない。一回もない。
そっか。
でも、なりやすい人とならない人いるよね、やっぱ。
I've had it twice.
もう意外と少ないね。
Just twice.
I
think it's hard to get in that spot, so, fortunately.
次、ハイプオーディターとアグッドカンパニーが共同で82カ国のインスタグラムアカウント184万件を分析し、さらに400人のインフルエンサーに匿名でアンケートを行ったところ、各国で平均 57% 以上がフォロワー、コメント、いいねをお金で買ったり、インスタグラムポットを利用していることが分かりました。現在多くの企業がより多くの潜在顧客にリーチするためにインフルエンサーに広告費を支払ったり無料で商品を提供したりしており、その市場は今年4月時点で17億ドルと言われていますが、そのうち7億4400万ドルは無駄になっていると考えられます。
Hype Auditor and a Good Company in a joint effort analyzed 1,840,000 Instagram accounts from 82 different countriesand surveyed 400 influencers, finding that more than 57% of them had paid for followers, comments, likes, or bots. Currently, many businesses, in order to reach the most potential customers, either pay influencers to advertise their product or send them free products. In a marketplace totaling some $1.7 billion as of April this year, it is estimated that around 744 million of that spending may be a waste.
そう、まあすごい額だよね。あの、まあこれ PR ウィークに載ってたんだけど、まあ PR ウィークだからこういうなんていうの視点で見てる、まあ無駄になってるよっていう。で、エデルマン UK の人が、まあこのインフルエンサーのリーチ数っていうのは基本的に意味がないっていうふうにもう言い切ってるんだよね。なぜならこういうふうに あの簡単にかさ増しできちゃうから。でアメリカだとこのお金で買って自分のこう影響力を水増ししているのが 60%、 日本だと 44% って書いてあった、まあ、だから半分に近いよね。
We don't know what percentage of the followers are bought or what percentage of the total likes. We just know of the accounts、
うん、そうそうそうそう、
this many of them do some of that.
そうで一番多いのはこのあのポッド、あのインスタグラムポッド、パッズを利用してるっていう
人たち。 Hey, what's a pod?
なんかあのもうグループになって、例えば私とマイケルでポッド組みましょうってなったら、私が何かを発信した瞬間にマイケルはライクしてコメントするみたいな。でマイケルが何かコメントしたら私が絶対にライクしてコメントする
っていう、like for like.
みたいな感じで、like、そう、それを、まあ、大きなグループでみんなでやってる。
うん、
だそうすると投稿の内容は全然関係ないし、そのマイケルが例えばかっこいい靴の写真をアップして私がライクしてめっちゃいいねって書いてるけど、まあ、それ私は本当は何とも思ってないから全然こうリーチできてないんだけど、多分インフルエンサーマーケティングやってますよとかいうエージェンシーはそのリーチの数とかライクの数とかで効果測定してるとこが多いと思うから、クライアント的にはあやったこんなにリーチできたって喜んでるけど意味ないよっていう、すごいそこでお金が 無駄だし、あの本当は多分ちゃんとしたこうエージェンシーだと、まあ、これだこの数字だけ見ても意味ないですよってクライアントに言ってあげないといけないんだけど、まあ、それを言わないでやり続ける方が簡単だから、多分いろんな企業は騙されてこうやって
Well, on the influencer side, you know, they don't want advertisers to know that they're fluff. You know,
so influencer 側もちろんそれでお金儲けてるから。
So there's some kind of battle here between the influencers who are fluffing themselves up and the advertisers who don't want to pay them too much.
So, だから。
And this is, you know, this sort of.Phoniness has, I feel like, just seeped into every facet of the internet, you know, from product reviews to everything else, to search result rankings to, it's all turning into BS.
そうで、日本でもあるかなと思って昨日インスタグラムちょっといじってたら、まあ知り合いの女の子で、なんかこのサングラスめっちゃいいみたいな。写真載せててそれだけだったら怪しくないんだけど、このサングラスめっちゃいい、なんかたったのいくらみたいな、たったのいくら、しかも今ならこのコードを入れると何パーセントオフみたいな書いてて、あこれ怪しいと思ってそのサングラスのページ見に行ったら、なんか誰々さんも誰々さんも載せてくれましたみたいな感じで、ほとんどのページが全部こう女の子のポストなのね、で構成されてる。でもまあただで渡してんのかそれプラスお金払ってんのか知らないけど、でもそれを明らかにしてないわけ。これはタダであげましたよとか、これは広告ですって言わずにやってるから、ああ悪いなって思ったけど、だそういうの多いよね。だからそれがあのダニエル・ウェリントンって前も言ったけど、その時計でさ、それがすごいワークしたから結構真似してるブランド多いけど、私とかからするとそうやって無料で大量に配ってる商品をなんで私はお金出して買わなきゃいけないのって思っちゃうのね、なんかそんなみんなタダでもらってるじゃんみたいな。
like, has the opposite effect.
いや一時期レッドブルもそうだったじゃん。レッドブルってタダでもらうものだったじゃん。
yeah,
なぜ絶対買いたくない。
you get it for free, right? そうそうそう。 and then you walk into a convenience like 210 yen.
そう、
it's like,
そうそうそう買いたくないと思っちゃうじゃん。だから飲み物とかだまだいいけど、その時計とかそんなタダで配るってことは原価めっちゃ安いのかなとか思っちゃうし。
Well, it does make you think about how cheap stuff actually is. And I have a bad habit of, I don't know if it's a bad habit, but a habit of thinking about how much it costs to actually make something. You know?
原価中ってやつだよ。 So,
when people have some product, I think about, you know, like the AirPods or something. Like, how much do those cost to make? Really? How much do you think?
I don't know.
It's less than, like, sand. I mean, there's design and there's a lot of R&D that goes on the front end.
Yeah.
But for certain things, you know, like sunglasses.
Yeah.
Right? Can they really be $400 sunglasses? Really?
まあなんかブランド名でね高くなってるやつもいっぱいあるから。
Yeah.
なんか婚約指輪とかまさにそうだよ。あのダイヤがどうこうとかもちろんあるけど、それプラスでこうどこどこのってなると一気にこう同じクオリティのものでも値段が全然違うみたいな。
Mm. Yeah. Well, if you had like one of the most amazing diamonds in the world, but it was from Joe's Crab Shack, like then it's not.It's not that romantic, right?
It's not?
It's not, right?
Is it? So, like, ブランド物の婚約指輪って一番なんかバカバカしいなって私個人的には思っちゃうけど。
Mm.
まあ、お金がね、あり余ってる人はいいかもしれないけど。
Well, they say that the supply is controlled, right?
Mm. Well, I mean, you can make it, right? Basically.
But, yeah, they have...artificial ones now.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference between those and, you know, actual ones. I think, have you seen this speculation about the coming AI bot comment pollution wave?
What?
So people are speculating that this text generating artificial intelligence will be deployed in bot form.And those AI bots will begin to comment on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on everything.
Right.
And there's going to be no way to figure out who's a bot and who's...
まあだからコメントいらないよね、そしたら。コメント欄っていうもの自体が。
Really? I like comments though. Twitter will be filled with AI bots.
なんかもういらなくなるんじゃない?
It's just going to be humans getting triggered by robots.And you're just getting upset at this piece of software.
ね、
My God, this guy is such an asshole. He won't stop.
Yeah. そうすると本当にツイッターとかもいらないねっていうかこう意味ないねってなっちゃうかもしれないよね。
What are most humans on the internet? Most humans on the internet are just consuming information. They're not affecting anything, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes those humans will output.Some text, an opinion, a comment, an upvote, a like, something, or they'll share something. What, like the vast majority of what humans do online, wouldn't distinguish them from what these AI bots would be able to do online.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, we're going to be, there's just,You're not going to know who's a person, like just in the comment section part, right? So right now, if you go to some YouTube video or Twitter thread or whatever, and you scroll around and you see people saying stuff, you're not worried that stuff in there is written by robots, right?
Mm. まあだから今ですらこういうふうにやっぱりもう何万件のアカウントが実は偽物ですっていう。でその人間が、まあ、ロボットじゃなくて人間が後ろにいるわけだけど、まあ、少なくともそのアカウントの行動言動は本物ではないわけじゃん。だからなんだその裏に人間がいるかいないかあんまり関係ないかもね。だからまあ今も同じような状況かもね。
Well, I think, well, what I think this study is showing us is that some 57%of participants in on Instagram would be willing to use AI bots to empower themselves or to forward some agenda or whatever.
Mm.
Right? So if people are already doing that with a way less effective version,
yeah.
If a way more effective version comes out, I think people would try to use those things. And
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
people in very desperate situations might try to use it first. You know, so if you, people in other countries, you know, not necessarily, I mean, you could be in any country and deploy this. And then you could have, there's going to be AI bots having fully thought out debates with each other. I mean, that could be healthy, actually, if you have these AI
so
bots.
They'd be so pissed at each other.
Maybe they have like a really rational, cordial debate.
We let them do it while we just actually go hang out in the nature or something.
We retire.
Yeah, we can finally retire.
AI. We can go back into the forest now.
Oh,
our job
God.
Is finished.
いいじゃん、それで。
Back to monkey life.
次。
In a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, researchers investigated two different decision-making styles. In one style, known as assessment-oriented decision-making, individuals tend to focus on making the perfect right choice. The other style of decision-making, known as locomotion-oriented decision-making, involves making quicker, albeit less careful, decisions. In one experiment, subjects completed a survey and were then asked to choose a gift for one of their friends from a catalog. After selecting a gift, subjects rated the difficulty of selecting the gift and recorded any negative or positive emotion felt during the process. The researchers found that assessment-oriented individuals were more likely to experience negative feelings while deciding on the gift.
Journal of Personality and Social Psychology に掲載された研究で、意思決定に関して完璧な決断をしようとするアセスメント型と素早く決断するロコモーション型に分けて実験を行いました。被験者に商品のカタログを渡し、友人のためにギフトを選ばせ、選ぶのがどれぐらい難しかったかや、その時の感情を記録しました。すると、アセスメント型の人々はギフトを選んでいる時にネガティブな気持ちになっている傾向がありました。そっか。もう、なんだろう、ギフトの中のギフトみたいな、こう一番いいやつを選ばないとみたいなこと？
Humans make choices differently from each other, and humans themselves individually make choices differently depending on their state of mind.
まあそうだよね。
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, how they named these modes. Assessment mode is you feel like you don't have enough information. You're afraid to make the wrong choice, and you kind of become neurotic about details that don't matter enough at this generally, right? Yeah. So like you're stuck over what color, you know, the napkins should be at your wedding or something for like a week or something, and you know, that sort of thing that isn't going to make a humongous difference is what they call the assessment mode. So they say you should use the assessment mode for things that really matter and then try to use the locomotion mode for things that don't matter as much.
Yeah.
But the problem is we have a problem with judging what matters.
そこなんだよね。だからその友達にギフトを選ぶっていうことをすごい重要って捉えたら、それもアセスメントでやんないとって思うわけでしょ。難しいよね。
Well, yeah. Well, the researchers describe a high stakes decision as follows: having a single and defined yes/no answer.Having a clear line between right and wrong, or having immediate consequences to the self and other people if the decision is made incorrectly. So if it's not any of those things, so it's not a clear yes, no, then it's probably not as consequential. Right?
まあだからそれこそギフトを選ぶみたいなことだよね。まあそのそんなに気に入らないものを選んじゃったところで別にコンセクエンスがあるわけじゃないっていう。
Yeah, and the formula that you want is whatever makes you more productive, right? So if you're too locomotion mode, then you could make mistakes that will hinder your progress and actually make you less productive. If you're too assessment mode, then you're spending too much time on decisions that aren't that important. And so that limits your productivity. So we have to try to balance these two modes. And I think the people who are best able to do that are the most productive people.
Yeah, it just reminds me of the, you know, the election is coming. It's next week. And they had this debate where they asked leaders of the parties, like, whether they agree with huhubesse and LGBT rights. And, of course, Abe-san, like, didn't raise his hand on both issues. And then he said it's not a yes or no answer, and he was, like, pissed off. But, yeah, I mean, and it was, like, it created some... It went viral on Twitter. Because it kind of is a yes or no answer, but...
I don't know what the implications are of all the... Most things aren't really just a yes or no answer, right? Because systems are really complicated and there are a lot of...
Yeah, but I mean, I think when it comes to the election, you sometimes you have to say yes or no to show your position. Like,
because people think of things in more simplistic terms.
Yeah. So you can't just, you know, and it's in that case, it's kind of like, we know his answer, like his answer is no, but he doesn't want to say no. So he would say that this is complicated and blah, 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 blah. Like he just keeps going on and on. Well, so it's like, it's a no, then you can say no, you know? And it's a, personally, I just think it's weird. It's like, if you're anti-abortion, for example, you can say that it's okay, you know. You can't just act like you're anti-abortion and say or keep saying that you're not.
I wouldn't try to assume what he's thinking,
but you can see that from his actions and his past remarks.
Well, you can talk about his actions, but when you start speculating about what someone is thinking,
no, I'm just saying that if he's, for example, if he's pro gay marriage, then he can work towards it. But he's going against it, but he doesn't want to say that he's against it. You know what I mean? So no one thinks that he's pro gay marriage because he's a prime minister. If he wants to push it, he can push it, but he doesn't. But he also doesn't want to say that he's anti-gay marriage.
Yeah, but that sounds like that's what his position is. So it's not no outright, because that's also an option. He could do that. He's not doing that, right?
There are leaders that
are like, no, and anyone who's, you know, gay gets their head cut off or something. I mean, there are people who
this is democracy, so it's not like he can...
Developed nations that have very,
yeah,
very
but I'm just stuff. Saying that as a politician or prime minister, you have to say your positions. You have to make it clear, and you can't just kind of do one thing and then say another thing and keep doing that for like a long time, because
That's
weird.
What politicians do.
And that shouldn't be normal. Totally, that shouldn't be normalized.
That will,
you know,
always be normal.
Especially if you're a prime minister. And I think I'm kind of used to... Well, I mean, I see American politics too, right? And it's more... I'm not going to say it's better, but each politician's positions are clearer.
Like, what do you think?
Because they have to say...
Well, what do you think Trump's position is on LGBTQ rights? Or
I don't know about Trump, but
if you're talking about American politics,
like it's わかりやすいじゃん Republican Democrat okay like pro life pro abortion you know pro I don't know like religious non religious gun laws you know for gun for strict rules and against it you know that kind of stuff and I think if you're gonna ask people to vote for you then you have to make your positions clear because otherwise how are we gonna choose you know you can't just be like ah どっちでもないですみたいな you know and it's true that どっちでもないですって言ってる方が彼にとっては有利になるじゃんもちろん日本の今の状況を考えて
I don't think so I think it's much I think it's beneficial to beWell, it depends no, on the context, but...
Not for him, not for Jimin, though. So that's the problem.
Well, right, because they already have...
This special status. Yeah. They don't have to do anything, basically. So, なんか余計なことしない方が勝てるわけじゃん。勝ったままいられるから、その彼のモチベーションもちろんわかるんだけど、そのなんかこう、はっもうどう見ても言動から見てノーなのにノーとは言いたくないっていうのがなんかちょっと
So like Trump
すっきりしない
is somewhat ambiguous on LGBTQ、So he has enacted some policies that LGBTQ are not thrilled about、So there are certain restrictions onin what ways trans people could participate in the military, for example.
Well, he used to be anti-gay marriage too, right? He said he would reverse it if he won. He hasn't, but
well,
I thought
he's also expressed a lot of support for the LGBTQ community, and he actually launched a global initiative to try to make being gay not...illegal in various countries around the world like in the Middle East and whatnot so、okay. he is doing a lot of it seems like he's doing good things for the LGBT community but he has also put in place policies that people feel are an infringement on their rights so、it's kind of ambiguous you know he's not against he hasn't reallyTo my knowledge, said things against gay marriage. He's not trying to reverse it or anything.
Yeah.
But he's not going out of his way either, you know? So there is ambiguity.
I mean, nothing's being done on the federal level here. Mm. It's just some prefectures in Tokyo. So... Mm.
Well, that's normal, though.
And you know? Considering the power that the current party has...If they really want to push it, they could. You know, it'll be easy to do like hufubese toka, considering that other parties are all for it. But he hasn't done it. And he doesn't say that he's not against it, which doesn't make any sense. So that kind of infuriates me. It's like, if you're against it, just say it, and then we can talk about it. But if he's hiding it, if he doesn't say it, then...There will be no discussion, which is stupid. At least...
I think that's the position, though.
Yeah, and that's
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, annoying, right?
Well, if you act like you're mystified by it, but I don't think it's that mysterious. That's just what his position is. That's what it is.
He's not going to start, it's not fair.
Well...
this is democracy, so, you know... We need to talk about stuff and...
Well, he can not say something if he wants to not say it, and then people can criticize him for it if they want to criticize him for it, and then people can elect someone
else. Yeah, and great. But, I mean, this is... Yeah, and the election is coming up, so for me, it's like to not say what your positions are is kind of like just dodging your responsibility.So that's just annoying. I just don't like the current, like, まあずっとそうじゃん。もう一個の党があまりにも力を持っている。で、それはもういろんなところで顕著に現れているわけよ。 本当に小さいあのイシューだけを見てもこう他の党の議員と自民党の議員と話してみたときに全然態度が違うとかね。でそれは当たり前なんだよね、そうなっちゃうのは、
うん、
でそうさせているこの状況みたいな、これを本当は変えないといけないけど、
you have to, you know, you have to weigh like everything for these elections. You know, you have to weigh everything. National security, foreign policy, foreign aid, taxes, education.
Yeah.
Just forever and ever. And what I seem to notice, at least in the States, is that people who champion certain social issues very strongly, I appreciate that, but they tend to have weaknesses in other areas because they were riding on that, you know. So
yeah,
it's,
of course. I mean, no one's perfect, but yeah. Whether you love the current prime minister or not, even if you love the current prime minister so much, the current situation is not healthy. You know, the fact that this one party has so much power.
Well, on the, I mean, maybe things could be a lot worse. We don't really know. We don't know what the counterfactual is in historical terms. Like, we don't...
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you can say that for any situation, but I mean...
Yeah, and people should be mindful of that, too.
For me, I think that if I look at all kinds of things that are happening...
People are risk-averse in Japan. People prefer something that they're familiar with. People don't want to try something risky in this country, generally. And sometimes that can be a weakness, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's happening for the past, God knows, how many years. 次!
A study published in the journal eLife by researchers at Dartmouth University found that memories of parental experiences in fruit flies could be inherited by their offspring. In their study, fruit flies cohabited with female wasps for 4 days, and then the behavior of their offspring was compared to a control group. Quote, we found that the original wasp-exposed flies laid about 94% of their eggs on ethanol food, and that this behavior persisted in their offspring even though they'd never had direct interaction with wasps. The inherited behavioral changes persisted for 5 generations, gradually reverting to the behavior before exposure to the wasps.
eLife に掲載されたダートマス大学の黄色症状バイを使った研究で、親の記憶が子供に受け継がれていることが確認されました。実験ではハエの幼虫に卵を産みつける習性があるメスの寄生バチと4日間共に過ごさせてストレスを与え、その子孫の様子をコントロール群と比較しました。寄生バチと過ごしたハエの 94% は幼虫を守るためにエタノールを含む食べ物の中に卵を産むようになり、さらに寄生バチと出会ったことのない子どもたちも同様の行動をとっていました。この行動は5世代にわたって受け継がれた後徐々に薄れていきました。5世代か。なんで5世代なんだろうね。
Well, it may persist longer than that, but it's kind of at an undetectable level. So, because they said the behavior was strongest in the first generation and sort of got weaker over time.
面白いよね。まあなんかエピジェネティクスみたいなさ。こう言われるけど、こういうふうになんていうの、実際に行動に出ちゃうっていう。
Well, the exposure, the experience, of these, well, their experience actually changed the switching of the DNA in the eggs that they were laying. And I think that's done through the mother. And I think that's, it's RNA mediated, epigenetic expression. So it's not like it added new genes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. The genes are in there.
不思議だよね、より。人間もあるのかな?
I think so. So if you're...
こういう分かりやすいやつ。
So you have some experience, that will probably change the genetic expression of your children. I don't know if it's exclusively, through the mother. There's probably some epigenetic changes that the father could experience too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...まあ、その生まれつきのやつはしょうがないけど生まれつきだけじゃなくてやっぱりこう Every little thing you say to your kid、like could have a major influence, right?、And I'm starting to feel that. Like it's actually pretty scary.、Like,
But those changes are more plastic.So the changes that we, experiential changes in the individual themselves are more plastic because it has to do with the wiring of your neurons. Whereas epigenetic changes for gene expression, once that child is born, those are the genes they're working with. You know, so you change which genes are active. Even though the genome could be identical,The activation is different. And I think you have that your whole life. So there's no psychotherapy or whatever that's going to change your gene expression.
Well, I guess, yeah, but I mean, we're humans and we can communicate, like we can talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Like we have words. So maybe like certain things you can still overcome, no? Like...If we're this high, but we can talk to each other. So、if like we don't have any kisebachi,、then maybe like two generations later, we can just tell each other like, yo, there are no bees around here. So you can just lay your eggs here. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other one would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, language actually performs that same function that epigenetics...
Right.
Performs, but on one higher level.
So I guess for humans, it's kind of impossible to know. I mean, like, なんかたまにこう尋常じゃなく蛇怖い人とかいるじゃん。And that could be this, right? But then we won't know.
I don't know if that's a matter of gene expression or that could just be a gene.
Right.
But you know how they engineered birds to be more dinosaur-like? Genetically engineered birds to make them more like dinosaurs. And they found that the birds had the genetic code in them to give them dinosaur-like traits.So you can take birds that are alive today, like modern birds, and they actually have the genetic code for teeth. But they don't have teeth. They have beaks. But if you go in there and you just activate that code, then this bird will be born with teeth. So we're all carrying around pieces of genetic code from our ancestors.
Right.
Something that they used, that they needed, and they stored that code on a genetic hard drive just in case birds ever needed teeth again. Birds would be able to evolve to have teeth very quickly, whereas some other animals that don't have teeth couldn't. They would have to literally evolve the teeth from scratch, right? So that's part of what this... I don't know if the teeth thing can be activated by an epigenetic switch. That it may be deeper than that.
No, that sounds really easy, right? It's like, patching.
But they think they can do this with woolly mammoths. So there are elephants that actually carry woolly mammoth genes that are just not active. So you could have some like chimp gene that could just activate it.
What are you talking about? We were Adam and Eve.
Yeah, is that how it works? In a study published in Nature Human Behavior, researchers sought to determine how having drive for a reward could contribute to perceiving inaccurate representations of the world. While it is known that people tend to report things as being more like they wish they were than they actually are, it remains unclear whether this is due to bias in their internal perception or biased reporting. In their experiments, subjects were monitored with an fMRI machine and asked to perform visual categorization tests. The subjects were shown composite images which would morph between a face and a scene, and were asked to objectively judge whether the face or the scene were more intense. As a source of anticipatory bias, subjects were told that they would win or lose extra money if the state of the image morph was a particular category, but also that they would earn the most money by judging the images accurately. The researchers found that response bias was associated with activity in the nuclear accumbens, and that increased motive increased the rate at which subjects reported seeing a result in line with their anticipation.
Nature Human Behavior に掲載された研究で、報酬につられていると現実を歪めて認知してしまう可能性があることを発見しました。人は自分の希望的観測によって事実をねじ曲げて発言することがありますが、バイアスがかかっているのが認知自体なのか発言だけなのかは分かっていません。実験では被験者の脳を fMRI でモニターしながら、人の顔と風景の合成写真が徐々に分離する様子を見せ、顔と風景のどちらがより鮮明に見えたかを客観的に判断させました。その際、特定の答えの場合のみもらえるお金の額が増える、もしくは減るといった情報を与え、さらに答えが正しかった場合はもらえる額が一番多くなると告げておきました。すると脳内の側坐核という部分が答えのバイアスに関連していることが分かり、報酬が大きいほど自分の期待値に沿ったものが見えてしまう傾向が確認されました。だからこう嘘ついてるとかっていうわけじゃないってことだよね。
うん、
そういうふうに見えちゃってんだもんね、本当に。
うん、
もうしょうがないよね。
Yeah, they're not doing it on purpose. And they're not... They know they can't game it in any way. But just having that desire to see it made them actually see it more.
結構こういう論文最近何回かあったよね。やっぱりこう見えちゃうっていうさ、こうなってほしいなとかこうだろうなって思ってると、もうそれが見えちゃってる。だから本当に本人は嘘ついてるつもりもないし、妄想してるつもりも全くなくて、これが見えたって思ってんだけど、客観的事実っていうものがまああると仮定して、それと違うものが見えてるっていう、面白いよね。
And that's our normal mode every day. We don't perceive reality in an objective way.
Yeah.
But everyone assumes that what they perceive is reality.
やっぱさ、でも目が一番外にあるじゃん。それがいけないと思わない？その勘違い。やっぱりこう、目が一番外側にあるから、目から入ってきたやつ、これはそのままだろう。という感じするじゃん。こう目の前に脳みそがあったらさ、あ、一旦フィルターしちゃってるなみたいな、もうちょっと分かりやすいけど、脳は見えてないしさ、そこを通してるっていう感覚が普通に暮らしてるとあんまりないから、あ、もう鏡みたいにこうやって映ったものそのまま私見てるだけですけどっていう、こうイリュージョン思っちゃうよね。
Well, your eye doesn't really produce reality, you know.
Yeah.
Your eyes only like see, but we don't remember what we see. We process what we see,
yeah,
and we build a model based on that.
Yeah.
And when we remember seeing something, we actually reconstruct it from the model. So you actually rebuild your visual memory of something based on characteristics that you remember that it had.
それをさ、子供の時に教えておいてくれればさ、修学旅行とかで、とか遠足とかでさ、小学校で泊まりに行った時とかに、夜怖い話してて、誰か一人ぐらいさ、今そこでなんか動いたとか言うわけじゃん。なんか女の人がいたとか言って、で、あと二人ぐらい、本当だ、私も見えたとか言ってさ、で、残りの七人ぐらいは、見えないから、なんでそんな嘘つくのみたいな。で、喧嘩になるわけじゃん。本当に見えたんだって。いや、いないから、バカじゃないのみたいなさ。でもこれが分かってれば、あ、どっちも、正しいねみたいな分かるじゃん。人は嘘ついてるんじゃない。本当に見えちゃったんだよね。まあ本当にいたかどうかは別として見えたのは本当です。
It's more like everyone is wrong. Generally, just there's someone with like the closest idea, but it's not really correct.
Yeah.
You know, even the things that we find to be the most reliable in physics or elsewhere are not quite that concrete, you know. If you really look at, you know, our understanding of the universe, it's not filled out. We're not walking around with complete worldviews at all. It's like these mishmash of like different ideas, inspirational quotes, stories, and Disney archetypes. And that's just kind of a jumbled mesh thing that is kind of like what the world is, no? Like what is...
なんかそれを一人一人の人間が実際にちゃんと認知して忘れないようにさ、目の前に貼ってあって、みんながそれをメタ認知して暮らしてたら、もうちょっと平和になるかな。どう思う?
I don't know.
もう全員生まれた時からそれをさ、こうずっととうとうと言われていたらさ、あんまり喧嘩とかにならなそうっていう気もするけど、どうかな?
Do you think there are negative side effects to being aware of your own biases or too aware of yourself? Like if your brain thinks about your brain, thinking about your brain too much, does that just like... Is that sustainable?
それのダウンサイズ、それがサステナブルかどうかとか、それが実際に可能なのかっていうのはちょっと置いといて、私って可能だとして、ダウンサイズってあるかね。まあその I guess you will stop taking yourself seriously, right? Or like your opinions.
Or you could start taking yourself way too seriously, develop some kind of megalomania.
How so?
Well, because it just comes down to like I think therefore I am, and then your perception of reality is all that exists, and so basically you are the entire universe.
あ、そっちに振り切れちゃったらってこと?
Yeah, there's people that really think that way, that you know, like
I'm the main character of this game, so you guys are all in my world.
You're the main character for yourself. Yeah, I saw a comment on a Joe Rogan podcast video the other day where someone said, I have a theory that everyone is living inside one of Joe Rogan's DMT trips or something crazy like that. But the idea that like it was just a comment designed to freak Joe out if he saw it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like people have a tendency to gravitate towards those sorts of feelings. So if you tell someone like, yeah, you're the center of the universe, like, you know, this all revolves around you, like, think about it, reality doesn't exist outside of your mind, your memory, your experience.
Yeah, so you can just go around and punch strippers and do whatever you want.
Well, it doesn't mean that you're invincible, but there are a lot of like sort of off the cliff edge, like
どっちもあるのか。
Yeah, spiritual thinking is shady territory. You could get yourself into some weird, you know, Tom Cruise light cult or something.
Right.
We have so much confirmation bias and so many just cognitive pitfalls all the time. You know, like the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon? So now that you've heard of the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, you'll probably hear of it again. The phenomenon is if you learn or hear a new concept or word or idea, you'll start to just suddenly notice it everywhere.
多分英語勉強してる人とかね、よくあると思うよね。こう一個単語覚えたら、あれなんか毎回エピソードでマイケルこの言葉言ってたやんみたいな。なんで今まで気づかなかったんだろうみたいなね。
Yeah, and that's a great sort of tangible example of our confirmation bias and how crazy it is. Some people interpret that as their mind is creating reality. So because this word has entered your brain and because your brain creates reality, now your brain has one additional building block.
あの時間でやる人もいない？なんかパッて見ると絶対に24分みたいな。1時24分、5時24分とかさ。Universe is telling me something.
Yeah, that's a creepy thing, right? Like it can happen with your birthday. You'll start to see. If you notice it once, like every license plate and every clock is like your birthday.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
And your brain can get in that in that state for like a week.
Yeah.
And then it goes away and you never see your birthday ever again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's just a bug.
There's
in
too
the
many
simulation.
Weird coincidences. You know, like the whole Epstein Barr thing that's going on in the States with like all the crazy pedo ring, Pony Express, all the crazy conspiracies about like there being all these rich people who have who like fly across international waters and do like weird
like sex tourism
like these
and stuff.
Pedo ring. All the stuff that Alex Jones was ranting about forever is like surfaced, and there's like these real investigations now, and it's
really
it's like gotten crazy. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it's real or if it's you know Comet Pizzagate or whatever, you know, all that weird stuff.
Yeah.
So like, but all the stuff that we were that was supposed to just be like crazy conspiracy stuff is now in the mainstream media, and there's just so many crazy theories that it's just totally impossible to verify these things on your own. So yeah, I'm not sure what my point was, but I was thinking with this sort of spiritual woo-woo thing that people generally seem to be susceptible to. Let's say I gave you a coin, like 100円玉, right?
Yeah.
And you're flipping the coin. Now the coin is, I tell you, the coin's perfectly fine. It's a normal coin. There's nothing weird about it. And you flip the coin, and it's heads. And you flip the coin, and it's heads. And you flip the coin, and it's heads. How many times can you flip the coin and it be heads in a row before you start to think, something crazy is going on here?
10 times.
10? So after the 11th flip, you kind of can't believe the coin anymore. You think?
I'll be like, whoa! Let me grab my iPhone and film this!
But at a certain number of flips, you'd just be so confused.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's kind of like, I'd like to see a survey or something or a study on like what people's like threshold is. Because a truly rational person should be able to flip that coin 1,000 times and get heads every single time. Be like, yeah, that's totally possible. It is possible.
Yeah. But then there's something wrong with this guy.
Right?
Okay. 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題今もやっています。バイリンガルニュース .com サイトではストアもあります。イケてるグッズたくさんありますのでチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Instagram、Twitter やっています。フォロワーは買っていない。 オーガニックなアカウントですので、ぜひフォローお願いします。
What was your essay called?
Oh, Who does that? っていう表現について解説してる。Yeah, who does that?
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. Who buys followers? So, ちょっとね、開いちゃったんだけど、エッセイを出してますので、ぜひチェックお願いします。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。